Amazon announced today that it is buying Whole Foods Market for nearly $14 billion. It's the biggest deal yet for the e-commerce giant, which has been pushing further into the grocery business. And it comes as Whole Foods stock has lost nearly half of its value since 2013. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Magna.
Okay, so big news in this purchase here. Whole Foods co-founder and CEO John Mackey, though, is going to stay on. So tell us more.
Well, as you said, the gist of this deal is basically that the stock has been beaten down pretty badly in recent years. And when that happens, there are what are known as activist shareholders that start buying the stock and loudly agitating for changes. In this case, it was a well-known activist hedge fund called JANA Partners. And it's sort of a surprise, this deal, because the Whole Foods CEO, John Mackey, just a few days ago had criticized them, calling them, quote, greedy bastards looking to make a quick buck by having Whole Foods sold. So it sounded like he was going to dig in his heels and fight them, but he ended up selling. And one interesting thing, like you said, he remains as CEO. So it's arguably a win-win for him and for the activist shareholders.
Well, and maybe some Whole Foods shoppers might think it's a win for them. I mean, could we be getting organic kale or $11 jars of peanut butter delivered via Amazon drones?
You can get the kale, Magna. My drone's going to be delivering maybe some bacon and Kraft Foods. But you're absolutely right. The imaginations are flying now about how transformative this could be to the industry. Yeah, the grocery business has gotten very competitive in large part because there's almost an arms race in technology to make the supply chains more efficient. And Amazon is certainly the biggest revolutionary force in the supply chain. The market reaction has been fascinating. Some rival grocery chains are down like 10%. Shares of Walmart, Target sold off. Even a bunch of European grocery chains sold off on the news. So it's being interpreted by the market place as a very, very much a game changer in the industry.
I mean, just think of the sort of penetration that Amazon has with Whole Foods now, because, you know, it can directly link you and your kitchen, you know, through Echo, I guess, to Whole Foods. I mean, are we looking at a future where one could just, you know, say, I need a gallon of milk and it just gets delivered?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, I think we're almost there already. You know, and Amazon has had its own Amazon Fresh grocery business that didn't really catch on too strongly. But as part of that business, for years, they've been researching how people shop for groceries, how to, you know, make that supply chain the most efficient it can be. So this deal really allows them to quickly leverage that research and ramp up that business. And it's causing all sorts of speculation about how Amazon could use these stores as delivery hubs, you know, whether with the drones or eventually self-driving cars for same-day fulfillment of everything Amazon sells.
Wow. And the last couple seconds we have, though, I mean, you know, we talked about Whole Foods stock being down, but the company has also announced some store closures this year, right?
Right. You know, they've had a rough stretch. There's been a lot of competition in the organic grocery business from all sorts of chains, just as Whole Foods was undertaking a very aggressive expansion strategy. So this deal is coming at the perfect time for them.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thank you.